For the past 23 years, Diversity Theater has been performing on stage to address a variety of social issues. And this Saturday the 27th, in cooperation with the Monroe County Public Library, they venture into film with Mosaic. It's a festival focusing on disability, aging, race, and ethnicity. I'm George Walker, and our guest is the Diversity Theater's Artistic Director, Audrey Heller. Audrey, thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate your coming in today. In addition to the film showings, they begin at 11 and go on until 5, you have some very special guests.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have three discussants who will lead discussions after some of the movies. One of them is a local woman whom most people know, Jewel Eckelbarger, who is the executive director of the Area 10 Agency on Aging. And then we have Keith McWhorter, who is a filmmaker, and one of his films, we will be showing one of his films, Prescription for Time, and he's coming in from New York to be a discussion leader about his film. As an aside, he was a local person. He lived in Bloomington for many of his growing up years until his family moved, I think, sometime in the 80s, and he's now coming back for this. The third person also has local connections. David Roach, who is a California-based performer, has a disability. He has a facial disformity from birth, has a daughter who lives in this area. And just by chance, he happens to be coming to a family reunion that weekend, so we got him to come to discuss a film in which he appears.
We're talking with Audrey Heller about the Diversity Theater's film festival, Mosaic. It takes place this Saturday at the Monroe County Public Library from 11 to 5. There'll be film showings, there'll be discussions. And in addition to the films and discussions aimed at adults, there's some special attention to children with movies, activities, and even some snacks.
Mm-hmm. Right. Snacks for everybody, not just children. Yes, there will be a separate festival for the children in the children's department of the library, and we'll be showing films for children from 11 to 12, and then we'll repeat those films at 1 to 2.
What sort of difference is there in the films that are for children as opposed to the films that are aimed at adults?
Most of the children's films are adaptations of children's books. And we have a few that are different from that, that were done by filmmakers who specialize in films on social issues. For example, we have one film called Kids Just Like to Have Fun. And it's a delightful film with children who have disabilities talking about their disabilities and about how they still can have a lot of fun and do a lot of things, and that their differences don't really make that much of a difference.
So there is a focus on the children and on perhaps their sensibilities, sensitivities, if
yes,
you will.
Yes, absolutely.
We've been talking with Audrey Heller. The Diversity Theater's film festival, Mosaic, takes place at the co-sponsor site, the Monroe County Public Library, Saturday the 27th from 11 to 5. Admission's free, but they are asking for reservations to the library, and that's available online at www.mcpl.info or with a call to their phone number at 349-3050. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.